You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The mic in my hand.
Don't stop singing there, B. Mitch. Don't stop whistling. Come on now. Hey. Keep the music up, Landfill. I want to hear B. Mitch layer in your whistling. Go ahead.
Oh. I can whistle, dog.
You're in a good mood today.
Hey, always, always.
I'm glad to see you. Good to be sitting in for J.P. Finley. It is B. Mitch and Finley, Steve Zabin sitting in for J.P., who is no doubt out and about doing some holiday shopping today. Probably not. He's probably recovering from the Christmas party. He didn't go to the Odyssey Christmas party? Okay. So he's just off today to enjoy a long weekend.
I would guess.
Yeah, so that's good. And it's just good to be in. Last night's game was amazing and full of all kinds of mayhem.
The end was BS.
Oh, there's a lot of BS that went on last night.
Bruh.
And we're going to get into it today. The Commanders play tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's Saturday. For those of you that did not check your schedule, the weird time of 5 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets if you want to go out and root on the home team and not be one of the Philadelphia invading savages that come south on 95. Uh-huh. Tickets for about 75, 80 bucks on the secondary market, which is a pretty strong secondary number. I've seen some NFL teams this weekend that are well out of it that where you can get into the game for pretty much nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to be the
case
tomorrow.
Not playing the Eagles.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So Landfill and I were trying to suss out what's the percentage split, roughly speaking, tomorrow afternoon at FedEx Field? Northwest Stadium.
I don't have a clue tomorrow.
He says 70-30, Eagles.
I don't know if
that's
it's going to be
that.
That's
a lot.
I think that's a lot to ask for a team that's playing against a team that's not in it in the playoffs on a Christmas day. I mean, on a weekend like this.
Right.
So I don't know. Possible, though. They may want to get one last trip before Christmas.
And of course, there's probably a lot of little Timmys and Jimmys and Susies and Sallys who had asked for a ticket to a Commanders game for this year. And their daddy or their mommy said, this year you've been extra good. I'm going to splurge for you. I'm going to buy tickets to the first NFC championship game rematch. Because we got two of these now. One this weekend and then another one in 2 weeks up there. They probably splurged going, okay, it's going to be huge. It's going to be, we're going to get a chance to get them back. Timmy, we're going to the game. You get to see Jaden Daniel. Nope. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. Sports does not work out the way you think it's going to work out all the time. So,
just like life.
Right. So you're going to have a great teaching opportunity for your kids if they asked for this ticket and you bought it long ago to tell them sometimes you get Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a team that would probably be better off not winning for draft position.
Yeah.
And then you can also explain to them the absolute inbred savages that are wearing green from Philadelphia. And I know we're going to talk to Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas today at 11. Right, exactly. And by the way, I'm going up to see my in-law savages in Phoenixville in the far west suburbs of Philadelphia. So I will be there as soon as tonight at 8 o'clock when we drive north.
Oh, they're talking trash to you as soon as you get in.
That's fine. They can talk trash. I listen to Hugh and Joe and all the guys. I know all the lineups and their two stations up there. Whenever I'm up there and I'm visiting in-laws, I'm always listening to sports radio and I'm always fascinated because it has a different flow and vibe to it than almost anywhere else in the country.
It's the most aggressive sports talk you're going to hear in your life.
Yes, it is.
And the thing of it is everyone's aggressive.
But they're mostly informed aggressive.
Yeah, the fans are aggressive about everything. If you win by 1 point, not enough.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to let you know about it. The radio personalities, you learn real quick. You better have tough skin.
Yeah.
Because they're coming at you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So when I got there, you had the Angelo Cataldis and all those guys. And Angelo hadn't been there forever.
I know. He just retired a year ago, I believe.
Yes.
So
he basically got George Michael into all the stuff.
Okay.
That was down here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did anyone up there ever come at Brian Mitchell?
They did.
On the air.
When I first got there.
For what?
Because we lost a preseason game, and the guy was like, well, you on the radio. Y'all lost. I said, well, damn it, I got a 20-week contract. I'm going to be here every week. You got a problem with it? I'm at this place. Show up and see what you got.
Okay, so you were.
He never came.
So you were playing for the Eagles and had a part-time. Like an appearance deal?
I did a radio hit. I mean, I'm a show hit. Every Monday night.
On Monday nights. Okay. All right. Did you ever have a big fumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a fumble, but I came back and had the big return to set up the game winner. So it was like, the guy called in one time where I fair caught a ball.
When was that?
He said,
you fair catching a ball?
I'm not trying to say you're a coward, but. I say, ho, stop. I'm going to explain to you right now what you're about to get, and I'm going to tell you if you ask the question in a different way. I say, if you say I notice you fair caught, why? I'll explain that to you. I'm not trying to say you're a coward, but that's calling me a coward. So I say,
right. It's basically admitting I'm calling you a coward.
I say, the stuff I'm about to say, they're going to have to drop half of it. So,
it's going to be a lot of gaps of dead air, basically.
And I had to explain to him, and I said some choice words, and then he and I became good friends.
Yeah. Well, certainly, certainly in the 0-2 title game, when you took the opening kickoff almost all the way back, I believe you're caught at like the 25, something like that. You're probably still, as great a career as you've had, and I believe you deserve Hall of Fame consideration for your accumulated return statistics. Are you still haunted by the fact you couldn't get to the house on that beautiful return to start the game?
No. I thought I have another chance, but they didn't kick anymore to me.
Right.
They squib kicked the rest of the day.
I know this, watching on TV, and as much as I hate the Eagles, I was like, damn, it's loud there.
Oh, it was loud.
It is freaking lit.
It's
And Brian Mitchell just took it nearly to the house.
I don't know if I heard louder. And then the next play, Deuce went in the end zone.
Yep. Boom. Yeah, exactly. Boom, boom.
And then we stopped listening.
And that was 02, so that was not 07 when McNabb was there. Or no.
Yeah. They were both, McNabb was there.
He was there in 02, but then they went again in 07 when T.O. was hurt.
Yeah.
And played anyway on the bad ankle and played amazingly. Yeah. The 07 trip was the one where they had to shovel out the stadium beforehand, if I recall. And there were like two Eagle fans that got frostbite to the point where they lost a finger shoveling snow.
Hey.
And that's what I mean when I say savages.
Hey.
I'm not saying they're irredeemable savages. I'm not saying they don't have good qualities deep down, but they run different in Philadelphia.
I was rolling in town back in 2000. And it was a billboard. And the kid on the billboard had to be 2, 3.
Yeah.
And he's shooting the bird. And it says, "We start them young.
We start them young." Exactly right.
That's exactly who they are up there, man.
Well, they've had a very inconsistent season. And the Raiders came at just the right time.
Yeah.
Because that was like a warm bubble bath after being out in the cold for a long, long time the week before. So all the griping about everything. Dim down just a bit. It'll be interesting to see what the Commanders have for them in terms of, you know, some oomph and some effort, because the Commanders caught the Giants at just the right time the embarrassment in Minnesota.
Totally.
So it's been very inconsistent, very up and down. One of the things we're going to talk about today on the show, and I'll just throw it out there right now, and that is, who would be the Commanders player of the year? And I believe internally in the team, they vote on this, don't they? Don't they award a...
They normally do, yeah.
Is that the right word? Yeah, intra-team award for the player of the year.
They have a banquet where they do it every year.
That's
normally
right.
When they have the welcome home luncheon, they give it to the person that next year, to the person that they thought was. So,
did you ever win it?
Yeah, a couple times.
You got the trophy?
Yeah,
they give you a trophy?
At home.
You have plaque?
Yes.
Do you have all your awards and all your trophies?
Got a lot of them.
A lot or all of them?
I got almost everything I've won.
Okay, good.
Everything's in my basement on the wall or somewhere behind the bar.
Can I get a field trip to your basement to see all your stuff?
I'll show you. I give you a video field trip, and then you can come over and check
it out. Yeah. No, I actually like it when you guys who play in the league keep all your stuff and don't just put it in a box. That you appreciate, look, I did something that very few guys do, and I played in this league, and I was successful. So even your little internal team awards, like Brian Mitchell is the player of the year for the Redskins, and you guys were like 4-12 or something. What was your worst year?
3-13.
Yeah, 3-13. Yeah. What year was that?
Can't remember the year.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were 3-13.
Flipped it out of my memory.
It was one of I think it might have been either Richie or Norv's first year here.
All right, so... That's the question then, is who would be that guy?
Yeah.
And I said to you guys, I don't have a great answer because nobody has really blown anyone's skirt up due to various reasons, either injury or inconsistency. But I said, what would you guys think about, you know, Connerly? Because he's a first round pick who's played every game, started every game. And while that may seem like a low bar, I don't consider that a low bar. I'm like, you hit your first-round pick, especially because he was, 29th overall?
Yeah, yeah.
So anytime you got an O-lineman who's going to be a core of your offensive line, you hope, and he starts and plays every game for you, that is a win. There's my
I think it is. And he started slow, but what you expect, you know, and I think that's a lot of, like, when we look at it, we judge everyone with the same brush. We basically look at a rookie and we judge him based off of like a veteran. Because they go, oh, man, I can't believe he made that mistake. Well, he never did this before. He did it in college. He's going to get grown men now.
You shouldn't, though.
Yeah.
Even though we tend to.
But that's how it is. Cause like when you hear you hear people critiquing him, they always like, man, I can't believe he did that. Oh, man, he's going to be. After the first week, they were saying, oh, Lord, bust. He sucks. Oh, a lot of people working this building was saying it too. And then he began to just get better and better and better. And he got drafted. He went through all the rigmarole. Yeah. He got here, did all. He never had a chance to fully go through like an offseason should really be. So once he begins to grow a little bit, go through the weight program, he's going to start to fill out. He'll be better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think because you watch him naturally, he's athletic as hell. He has good feet. The stronger he gets and the more he hangs around Tunsil, the better he's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought he got to some game and needed his normally you go through a year and you normally face, this guy's not that good. He was going through some of the best every week.
That's right.
And they were coming, because like a lot of the best pass rushers
line up
the other side.
They line up at the opposite side.
But a lot of these teams put him on that side against the right tackle, who's less athletic than the left tackle.
Right.
He had to face some strong dudes this year. So I think he had a great year.
The thing that's hard for me or anyone else who is a citizen of the couch and didn't play the game, we have no real capacity to judge O-line play. Mm-hmm. We may understand some basic principles. We may watch some guys online do their breakdowns. One of my favorites is
Baldy.
Baldy is amazing.
I love him. Yeah.
So funny and so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, look at Quentin Nelson here. Look at Big Q. Big Q is like, I got this guy. Now I'm going to go hunting to the next level. And he'll just break it down. And I love the fact he just points his phone at the projector screen. He doesn't care if it's askew or not even like framed up, right? It's like very casual. Like, look at this man right here. So organic. But I can't, you know, those of us on the couch, we cannot honestly understand O-line play. But look, he's started and played all games so far. Let's hope that finishes till the end. That's a win because, you know, Emmanuel Forbes, Jahan Dotson, Jamin Davis have all entered the chat on guys who did not play all 16 or start all 16 as rookies. I went and looked it up. So Forbes was 14 games played, 6 started, and he was making plays last night again for the Rams. Mm-hmm. Then you had...
He's up and down.
Yeah. Dotson, who has had a few catches, by the way.
He got 12 for the whole year.
I know. He's got a couple, but every now I saw him make a catch 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, that's right. He's still in the league.
Yeah, but people like, man, we let guys go, and they get graded up. They play 14 games.
I know.
He got 12 receptions.
I know.
Pump your brakes.
I know. And I hate to be that guy that school shames, but when he was drafted, I go, oh, you bought a wideout from Penn State. That's not wide receiver you. That doesn't matter. You know, it's all about telling. Like, okay, well, maybe it doesn't matter, but name all the great wideouts from Penn State in history. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Oof. But, you know, you think about Calvin Johnson, how many Georgia Tech wide receivers you see.
I know. So Dotson played 12, started 10. And then Davis played 16 but started 8. But I remember watching him going, what does he do? What are they seeing him?
They were trying to give him a chance to show it to him. But I saw improvement from Connolly.
Okay, so who would be your player of the year, though?
Player of the year.
Commander of the year, even though
Commander
we got
3
games left to prove it.
You know they don't normally go to the offensive lineman. They never get it.
No.
But I think...
Of the skill position guys.
Skill positions, you have to look more at like a... Rodriguez.
Okay.
You look at Bill, the games when he's started, he's had some good ones. If they stick to the run.
Inconsistent.
If you look at their running game, 4th in the league, if they were to be consistent with it and run it and not, for some reason in the the beginning of the third quarter, we just go completely away from it.
Yeah, well, Cliff's got cool plays.
They can be.
Cliff's got stuff drawn up he wants to show to the world.
I think they can be as good as any in the league. So that comes with the offensive line. So you probably would have to find a way to give an offensive line award. And I think in this town, it wouldn't be a knock if you go with offensive line award because we probably have the most famous offensive line ever that played here. So
yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. I can't believe it. But Bobby Wagner's played all the games.
Oh, he plays everything.
137 tackles.
Hey, man.
Ageless freaking
wonder. He's about to be the
wonder.
Third guy in the history of the NFL to go over 2,000 tackles. Only 2 other guys have done that, and that's Ray Lewis and London Fletcher.
Yeah, London's another guy that I think is an outrageous snub for even being considered for the Hall of Fame because he didn't go to a big shishi school.
Yeah.
And he wasn't drafted super high. And
went to John Carroll.
Right. And because his...
Ran a 4.39.
His physical dimensions don't impress you. And so these are all perceptive things that get into the heads of these pea-brained Hall of Fame voters who don't know what they're looking at, who don't appreciate tackling. Well, you know, he's good at tackling. I'm like, you don't like tackling?
He had 27 interceptions.
And he has a bunch of picks,
too. He had more interceptions than Fred Smoot did.
I know.
I like to throw that out there to piss Fred off. but I always use this analogy. If I gave you a Volkswagen Beetle, and I gave somebody else a Lamborghini. And the driver of that Beetle, for some reason, beats that Lamborghini every week. Who would you say is the best driver?
Oh, the guy in the Beetle. 100%.
So if he's I come from one of the well-known football schools, and I come from one that's not well-known, I do all the things that the guy from the big school did, why the hell wouldn't he be given as much consideration as the other guy?
All right. Today's show brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com. Find a contractor near you. Available tax credits and rebates at RUUD.com. Remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right. Landfill, real quick on the way to break here, your player of the year, even though there's three games left.
I think I would actually go with Mariota.
Okay. The Mariota thing, we got to get into this because I know that Bickle hates Mariota.
I don't know why.
Well, he says because he makes one completely brain-dead play every
He's not the starter. He's not the person who's the top player in the league.
I know. Every time I look at Mariota, I say to myself, you know, he is genuinely non-awful. And there's a lot of teams that would love to have him right now.
Hell,
Colts being the first and foremost team to save their damn season.
Somebody might reach out to him next year give him a chance at a starting job.
Yeah.
Draft a quarterback behind him and let them sit and figure it out.
All right, you can tweet us your thoughts on who should be the Commanders player of the year. We'll get into last night's Seahawks comeback yet again. They did it just like they did it to the Packers in the 2015 title game, against all odds, with 172 games of, nope, you're not coming back from 15 down in the fourth quarter. They're now 1-175 as they stun McVay and the Rams and have taken the pole position in the not only NFC West, but also for the number one seed in the NFC. We'll get into it. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in on a Friday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook with official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This sports update is brought to you by Melwood. With 7 minutes left in the game, the Seahawks scored a quick touchdown. Their two-point attempt then appeared to fail. Both teams started preparing for the kickoff, but then officials announced they wanted to take a closer look. The replay showed Sam Darnold had thrown the ball backward, making it a lateral play and kept the ball live. Seahawks running back Zach Charbonnet had casually picked up the ball in the end zone. That ended up being the game-saving play for Seattle, tied up the game, and Seattle goes on to win 38-37 in overtime. Now, after watching the replay, yeah, it might have been the right call, but that doesn't make the Rams, Sean McVay, and especially Puka Nacua feel any better. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Tampa Bay and Brady then beat San Francisco coming from behind in the championship game. Meanwhile, that punt is caught and down the line goes Rashid Shaheed for the score out of nowhere.
Al Michaels, don't hurt me no more. Al Michaels with some energy last night. It was a big game, but also Al Michaels with some real incoherent inflections there. That was one of several.
He almost missed the play, looked like. Like he wasn't paying attention to it at first.
Well, he's 81.
Hey, man.
80.
He's been doing it a long time.
He sure has.
Yeah.
But we are 45 years out from the Miracle on Ice, and it's long past time that Uncle Al finally lets somebody else do those games.
I think he's going to do it one more year.
He wants to do it again.
He's done.
His contract is up.
He's done.
Don't be so sure.
They'll bring him in for some specialty things, but they won't let him do a whole thing. They'll give him, since he said he wanted to do one more year, they'll give him the luxury of having those, like, one more tour. It won't be every week like normal, but he'll get some stuff.
Okay. Well, they let him do this year, and this year has been widely panned by a lot more people than just me. Now, I've been on the whole Al Michaels needs to retire gig for at least 5 years now, so mm-hmm. I was early to the party, and some people don't like me for it out of respect for Al.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT. He's the legend. I get all that. I just want elite, capable play-by-play men who are in their prime. And to me, that group of guys, and I don't want to say in order, but Buck Tirico,
yeah,
and Eagle are the three best.
Oh,
Nance
Eagle
is fine. but he's got that golfiness to him. And I think, you know, Romo's kind of dragging him down at this point. That's a whole separate conversation. But Al Michaels is just bad.
The predictor.
You know, at one point, Al Michaels said, I couldn't believe the way he inflected it. He goes, Puka Nacua. I'm like, what are you doing, Al? And, you know, people say, Zay, this guy should be your favorite guy because, A, he's always liked to gamble a bit on the games. He would drop in gambling references.
Oh, he was dropping them in for a long time.
When the league would hate any mention of gambling. Yeah. He has said in interviews he has never knowingly eaten a vegetable, much like myself. I'm like Ron Swanson. Vegetables are what my food eats. So I should like Al Michaels in that regard. He gets a steak delivered to him in the booth at halftime every game. And what's not to like? And the answer is the calls.
And
the calls are not to like. Okay, so Puka Nacua in overtime scores what, stupidly, I was like, well, that's it. That's the game. I can go to bed. I'm like, oh, no, that's right. The dumb new overtime rules that the fairies insisted on. It's got to be fair. It's not fair if the other team get the ball and doesn't get the ball. Well, turns out that the Seahawks got it back and won the game with a two-point conversion, but the Puka Nacua touchdown in overtime was even worse than that one. Go ahead and play it.
All year long. Play fake. Stafford fires. Nacua again. Nacua will take it to the end zone. Puka Nacua, 41 yards.
I mean, that is your grandfather trying to order at the Starbucks drive-thru, all confused. And then just the very down 41-yard lines. You wouldn't know from that inflection, was that a good play? Was that a bad play? Was that an important play?
I think he knows it's getting to the end. I think he's trying to do extra.
Oh, okay.
And the extra is not coming out as what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Now, but and you just said something that I'm going to discuss when we get to that play. I think that's the reason why that play worked like it did.
Okay. The Nacua play for the touchdown to put him ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Announcers are a very personal thing. There's no disputing that. Some people have really liked Troy Aikman lately because he's taken on the league more and more.
I love it.
Calling certain things dumb. I think Troy is fine, except he hangs on to this crutch of calling everything a good job. And so I started this Aikman Jobs Report every Tuesday where we would recap how many times. I had a listener that would keep track of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Jobs Report, 27 jobs, 17 good jobs, 8 heck of a jobs, 4 really nice jobs. And I'm just like, please choose another word, Troy, for God's sakes. But I know announcers are a very personal thing. So Al Michaels, to me, is at the point where he is an actual subtractive element to otherwise big games on Amazon. Last night, he took away from the game because he didn't properly inflect the calls and the plays that mattered the most, like another top play-by-play man would have done. But the guy that a friend of mine hates with more passion than 10,000 burning suns,
mm-hmm.
our friend Scott Lynn, is none other than Joe Tessitore. Do you remember when Tessitore
Many people don't like him.
Many people don't like Tessitore. Yeah. Okay, when Tessitore is the Monday Night Football voice, they caught the game of the century, which was the Chiefs and the Rams at full peak offensive firepower.
Mm-hmm.
A game that ended 53-51, I want to say, that. It was at the LA Coliseum right before SoFi was finished, mm-hmm. right? And Tessitore was just, well, he was doing what he does. Another touchdown for Mahomes! And he's growling, and he's putting this extra oomph into it. And some people were like, shut the hell up. Can you just be normal? And I am sort of test neutral because I don't mind that extra revving of things, much like I like Gus Johnson. Some people hate Gus Johnson for the same reasons, mm-hmm. that it's too much, that it's over the top. I don't mind
I'll
it.
I'll be honest with you, Zay. I can watch the game and turn all of them off because I just really – I'd rather watch the game because I think a lot of times – but when you start getting like with the lower level crews –
yes.
They don't tell you nothing about the game. They're too busy trying to promote themselves, and they leave the game out. The guys that just basically get up there and act like they're – like, I love Buck and Troy because it's like they're two buddies just having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know? And I like Troy because most people sit there And no matter what happens, they're going to say what the league wants them to say. Yeah. Not Troy.
Yeah.
You need somebody to test. If the people in the booth say more about the dumb calls, the referees call, maybe the league will get the calls.
Maybe they'll get them better.
But all those guys in the booth say the same thing. Oh, great call. And the league is trying to take this out the game. He hit him with his shoulder pad in the chest. I don't care about what the league's trying to do by somebody getting hit in the head. He didn't get hit in the head. Okay? That's the thing I look at. And then, oh my, I can't believe he hit him like that. Oh, the league's going to have to look into this for a fine. Why are you suggesting somebody get fined for hitting somebody illegally?
Yeah, you're basically telling the football
league is a sport that you might get hit hard.
Right.
So I don't like the people in the booth that start doing that. And I'm going to tell you, Collinsworth has gotten way into that. I want to throw him off the damn boot sometimes. I'm serious, dude.
Yeah, because that's a real thing for players. The league comes in on days like today, Friday, and quietly announces fines for plays that didn't even draw a flag on the previous Sunday. And you're like, what? And some of these guys are not making that much money because they were drafted in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, or they were undrafted free agents. Mm-hmm. And it's literally stealing money off their kids' table. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And I can't believe your union, Brian, has not pushed back harder on this.
Oh, they go after every fine that's out there.
Okay.
You know, because I got fined several times, and the only fine I paid, a full fine was a $5,000 fine. And
for what?
Just forgot to pull my socks back up.
A sock fine?
Yeah. Oh, they get you. Now the sock fines are way more than that. But like you get, like now, the sock fine, well, when you get to the Super Bowl and the playoffs, it goes way up.
Is that Troy Vincent still doing the socks police? Hanks.
Merton does it, but Ricky Irvin does it. Ricky Irvin and Ray Caldwell does it here. Yeah, they get, but they warn you. They'll tell you.
So that's your voice. When you see them probably playing golf every now and then, right?
Huh?
Do you see those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you look at them and say, how do you sleep at night?
But now, Ricky and Raven, I'll watch Ricky and Raven. Ricky and Raven, they destroy them. I mean, they go and they tell them, listen, you got to pull this up when the game starts. They give them their warning and stuff. But there's some guys who don't care.
That's true.
There are guys, and I've talked to people who put money aside for the fines. Because they like, they're going to wear their shirt out, like the T-shirt hangs out.
Right.
That's a fine. Because the NFL wants everything uniform.
Yes.
You know, and like, I mean, I remember one time I got fined for, they called me, I was taunting. It was a young man who went to Southern Lab.
No, I wasn't.
But this kid went to Southern Lab.
Landfill, did you know Brian would occasionally run his mouth after a return?
I talked trash the whole game. So that wasn't.
I never saw that. I never screamed at my TV going, B. Mitch, get away.
Oh, no, see, but that's just trash talking. But this kid went to Southern Lab.
Okay.
I knew him.
Okay.
And he caught a punt on the 5-yard line.
Oh, no.
And we tackled him on the 7. Knocked him out of the house in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, come on, man, you know you're not supposed to do that. He said, man, I know I made a mistake. Ref threw a flag.
No way.
And I said, for what? He said, taunting. I'm like, I'm talking to my friend.
I'm right. I'm educating him, really.
Right. So we went in and we appealed it. And he said what happened. Got my money back.
No way.
Yeah.
So you not only got a flag, but you got a fine for taunting. Yeah. For telling this kid.
So, the flag stood, but I got my money back later. But I still, we had a flag to cause. But it was a preseason game, so nobody cares.
Yeah, that was a teachable moment. From you to this other kid.
Yeah,
you're at the 5.
Yeah,
be aware.
Don't catch that, though.
Let those go. Man.
But the ref, they don't know half the time.
Well, the refs last night were involved in 2 calls. Replay more than the refs, but also the Rams had a touchdown pulled off the board for, get this, illegal man downfield from the half-yard line. One of their offensive linemen on this quick hitter that scored a touchdown had blocked his guy so thoroughly, he blocked his own man into the end zone from the half-yard line, and the defensive player almost kind of pulled the O-lineman forward, so it looked like he was, quote, downfield. It was such a bad call, and they had to kick a field goal after that, or they chose to kick a field goal instead of going for it, which is maybe a mistake by McVay.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 4 points off the board, and those 4 points would have mattered. But basically, Terry McCauley, who used to be the biggest shill for the referees, mm-hmm. used to always agree with the refs. He actually was pretty harsh going, this is not a penalty. He's like, look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He blocked his guy. He got dragged into the end zone. They're at the half-yard line anyway. There's no practical reason to be downfield to be setting up a block for what? For him to run to the negative 20? He's already in the end zone. There's no reason.
And a quick pass like that, it's damn hard for the offensive lineman to get downfield.
Right, exactly. But the call stood. And it's another case where these referees, at times, are making some of the worst calls you've ever seen. Puka Nacua, leading up to this game, on his live stream said, you know, these referees, they're bankers and lawyers during the week. They want to get on TV to tell their buddies back at the law firm so they call more penalties. He's going to get fined for that comment, for sure.
He might get fined for it, but
is he wrong?
He's telling the truth. A lot of these guys, bro, they just call stuff sometimes. But the league, they perpetuate this stupidity. They say, call it, and then we'll get it corrected. How many people going to throw something and didn't want to sit there and make their crew look bad?
Right, and they also do get graded. That's the problem for all the calls. They're supposed to get graded,
but
you don't think they're getting graded?
They get graded, but my thing is, if I call you into the office and I correct you on something, not in front of anybody, you get the right to tell them whatever happened, right? Nobody knows,
right?
But the players, everything is public.
Yeah,
the coaches, everything is public. Why is everything so privately with the officials? Because what happens now is. So do you ever hear, so-and-so made the call that he made was bad, so he's suspended next week. You never hear that by the referee.
No, there's no transparency there.
You should hear it.
Occasionally on a really high-profile call, they will have a pool reporter talk to the referee.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the Isaiah Likely touchdown that was overturned because of the three steps, not four in the end zone, the pool reporter got the referee to say, or the referee who was the crew chief representative said, well, he needed to make a football move. And the pool reporter's like, but he was in the end zone. He had 3 feet down. What do you mean? Well, maybe a fourth step. So they had no real good answer. So even when they are transparent, B. Mitch, it's just transparent BS that you get.
100%.
It's all said and done. And then there was the review of the incomplete two-point conversion that they looked at microscopically and said, oh, that was a lateral. Even though everyone stopped moving, a whistle did blow. We're counting it as continuing action, and the Seahawks got the break of a lifetime. You want to talk about that? We'll do it on the other side. We're going to connect to Philly at 11. We got the governor on at noon to talk games. We got the full lineup of week 16, plus Ask B. Mitch at 1 o'clock. Zabe and Brian Mitchell in today here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins.
Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
B-Bitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood's systems are whisper quiet. There are no more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
I'm just gonna lay back. If you're singing, I'm laying out. Let's go, Brian.
I just sing these little parts. Okay,
you just you throw in little accent notes. Fair enough. B. Mitch and Finley here on the Fan. Steve Zabin sitting in for JP, who's enjoying some holiday cheer. 55 and rainy right now in the district. Traffic is light. Everyone's pretty much shut her down, I think, for the Christmas week or so it seems. Be decent this weekend. 43 and sunny tomorrow for the Commanders game at Northwest Stadium. 48 and sunny on Sunday.
That's if you're not sitting in the spot where I sit for the pregame show.
Cold.
It's like a wind tunnel.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh, boy. Messes with your hair, right?
Yeah, blows my hair all over the place, man.
7 days until Santa Claus. So last night's game, I mean, the Rams blew it.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
They got it taken from them, say it like that.
Yeah. Wish it, want it, you blew it. Like Stewie said in Family Guy, or Brian. You wished it, you want it, you blew it. 39-38, your final. Replay assist on a two-point conversion. Zach Charbonnet was the intended target on a little swing pass from Sam Darnold, and it ricocheted violently off the helmet of Jared Verse. It looked, in real time, like a forward pass. A barely forward pass, but it looked like a forward pass. The ball falls to the ground. Everyone just stops playing. There was a quick chirp whistle that has been identified on the replay. It does not mean they can't then say on replay, continuing action means the ball should belong to Team X or Team Y. Charbonnet, in disappointment, just reached down, picked up the ball with one hand, was standing 1 foot in the end zone, 1 foot out of the end zone, and then walked off the field with the ball. And replay looked at it like, well, technically, that's a backwards pass. It's a lateral. So it's a fumble. So even though there was a whistle and even though everyone stopped playing, It's a 2-point conversion for the Seahawks. Technically, Brian, replay got it right. Technically, you would disagree. But here's the thing. The basic essence of what the game is supposed to be, it was a joke. Everyone stopped.
You let the ball go. It hits the head of the player. Where it hit that player at was even with where the ball left.
McCauley says even is leaving. Even is the same as backwards, says Terry McCauley.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Okay.
So they would not call that a blitz call. But when you see the ball come from his hand and right where it hits the guy, then it jumps forward. And you can see the running back actually was reaching like that.
Yeah, so I know.
I don't know what they might have thought, what he was attempting to do, but he didn't do that.
Yeah.
The ball was still even or even right there, like a little bit ahead where he let the ball go at.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like what they teach us as quarterbacks, when you throw it, you want to like move the other way to make sure they think.
Oh, really?
So
sell it.
But still, he kept coming backwards, which makes it look even more forward.
Yeah.
So
it was extremely close. My biggest gripe is that replay is not supposed to change things that look nakedly obvious to the eye.
Yeah.
On a technicality. That's not what people enjoy. And if you're a Seahawks fan, you're like, we'll take the break. But it was just a dumb call. The Rams had a 16-point lead with 9:48 to go. They're up 16. Darnold throws another pick. That game should be over. Instead, the Rams get conservative. They don't get a first down. They go 3-and-out. They punted. Rashid Shaheed takes it back to the house.
He can fly.
Next thing you know, Big Mo was on the side of the Seahawks. Missed field goal, end of regulation by the thicker kicker. Got the first touchdown on OT. Couldn't stop the Seahawks after that. 2-point conversion to Eric Siebert, who had not caught a pass all game, and it's ball game. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, we'll do the crossover. We're going to talk to B. Mitch's buddies up there in Philly on WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, that's next. You're listening to The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.